Explanation. If an attacker does discover a user's password, frequent changing of the password minimizes the damage that can be done. Making the new password unique from previous passwords makes it harder for the attacker to guess it. 6. Password patterns. Policy. Employees must not select a password where one part remains fixed and another element changes in a predictable pattern. Explanation. For example, do not use a password such as Kevin01, Kevin02, Kevin03, and so on, where the last two digits correspond to the current month. 7. Choosing passwords. Policy. Computer users should create or choose a password that adheres to the following requirements. The password must be at least 8 characters long for standard user accounts and at least 12 characters long for privileged accounts. Contain at least one number, at least one symbol, such as $, underscore, exclamation point, ampersand, at least one lowercase letter, and at least one uppercase letter, to the extent that such variables are supported by the operating system. Not be of any of the following items. Words in a dictionary in any language, any word that is related to an employee's family, hobbies, vehicle, work, license plate, social security number, address, telephone, pet's name, birthday, or phrases containing those words. Not be a variation of a previously used password, with one element remaining the same and another element changing, such as Kevin, Kevin1, Kevin2, or Kevin Jan, Kevin Feb. Explanation. The parameters listed above will produce a password that is difficult for the social engineer to guess. Another option is the consonant-vowel method, which provides an easy-to-remember and pronounceable password. To construct this kind of password, substitute consonants for each letter C and vowels for the letter V, using the mask of CVCVCVCV. Examples would be MIXOCASO, Mixocaso, CUSOJENA, CUSOJENA. 8. Writing passwords down. Policy. Employees should write passwords down only when they store them in a secure location away from the computer or other password-protected device. Explanation. Employees are discouraged from ever writing down passwords. Under certain conditions, however, it may be necessary. For example, for an employee who has multiple accounts on different computer systems. Any written passwords must be secured in a safe place away from the computer. Under no circumstances may a password be stored under the keyboard or attached to the computer display. 9. Plain text passwords in computer files. Policy. Plain text passwords shall not be saved in any computer file or stored as text called by pressing a function key. When necessary, passwords may be saved using an encryption utility approved by the IT department to prevent any unauthorized disclosures. Explanation. Passwords can be easily recovered by an attacker if stored in unencrypted form in computer data files, batch files, terminal function keys, login files, macro or scripting programs, or any data files which contain passwords to FTP sites. Policies for telecommuters. Telecommuters are outside the corporate firewall and therefore more vulnerable to attack. These policies will help you prevent social engineers from using your telecommuter employees as a gateway to your data. 1. Thin clients. Policy. All company personnel who have been authorized to connect via remote access shall use a thin client to connect to the corporate network. Explanation. When an attacker analyzes an attack strategy, he or she will try to identify users who access the corporate network from external locations. As such, telecommuters are prime targets. Their computers are less likely to have stringent security controls and may be a weak link that may compromise the corporate network. Any computer that connects to a trusted network can be booby-trapped with keystroke loggers, or their authenticated connection can be hijacked. A thin client strategy can be used to avoid problems. A thin client is similar to a diskless workstation or a dumb terminal. The remote computer does not have storage capabilities, but instead the operating system, application programs, and data all reside on the corporate network. Accessing the network via a thin client substantially reduces the risk posed by unpatched systems, outdated operating systems, and malicious code. Accordingly, managing the security of telecommuters is effective and made easier by centralizing security controls. Rather than relying on the inexperienced telecommuter to properly manage security-related issues, these responsibilities are better left with trained system, network, or security administrators. 2. Security software for telecommuter computer systems. Policy. Any external computer system that is used to connect to the corporate network must have antivirus software, anti-Trojan software, and a personal firewall, hardware or software. Antivirus and anti-Trojan pattern files must be updated at least weekly. Explanation. Ordinarily, telecommuters are not skilled on security-related issues, and may inadvertently or negligently leave their computer system and the corporate